The people who are driving the Mercosur trade talks are German car manufacturers. They're the people who want this deal to be done. And those people who are pursuing a deal at the behest of German car manufacturers are doing so in the full knowledge that they'll be sacrificing European agriculture and particularly the likes of Irish beef farmers. The Irish government are sitting by and watching this happen, and they're saying nice words, but they're not stopping it. And what I think now needs to happen is, because these talks have got so far and because the European Commission have said that if there isn't a generous beef quota included in Mercosur, there won't be a Mercosur trade deal. Well, I think the Irish government need to actually stand up to the mark and for once defend the interests of Ireland above those of the European Commission. For my constituency, for example, as a result of the failure to invest of successive governments, the local network of family farms is the nearest thing a lot of these towns and villages have to an industry. You get rid of family farms, which is what would happen if we continued to go down this route of aggressive trade deals and the supporting of corporate interests above those of the family farm, then it's not only the farmers who are out of a job, but it's the communities that have lost their entire economies.